This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back. We got a hot seat on NASCAR Correspondents here. And Marcus Hayes has put together a list now because he has had a lot of ups and downs with sports figures in this town. Mm-hmm. He will tell you the ones he liked the most and the ones he didn't. Oh, there's some nasty names on there. Coming up, save it. Not yet, Marcus. Hold, it's a long list, but we're going to cut the list down. On the line, and I saw this video right after the Eagles' victory, Mike Garofalo, at one time many years ago, I was a producer here at WIP. Yep. He covered the Giants up in New York for a number of years as a newspaper guy and then found great success at the NFL Network, and he was on the field talking to A.J. Brown, and now he's on the line talking to us. Hi, Mike.
Angelo, I'm dying to hear that Marcus list, by the way, so I'm going to have to tune in after I'm off the air.
It's got a lot of nasty names on there. Mike, let's start with this. You are on the field. You are at the game on Sunday. A.J. Brown looks a lot happier in Philly than he did in Tennessee. Is that right?
It's one of the more head-scratching decisions by a franchise to let that guy go because, the most interesting part to me is like the contract was exactly where you'd expect it to be. A lot of times, like a team will say, well, we're not going to pay that guy that money, but somebody else will, so we'll trade him away. The Eagles paid him right where you would expect him to get paid. I mean, any other team would have lined up to do it. So I just don't understand Tennessee's reasoning, but A.J. Brown could not have picked a better scenario and a better start to his first season with his new team. The guy is when I asked him about the fans and the way that he paused and just smiled before he gave the answer, you can tell it is just an incredibly genuine relationship between him and the fan base right now.
Yeah, Mike, are you surprised, and if so, by how much, by what the Eagles are doing this year at 12-1?
Yeah, I mean, coming in, we knew that the schedule was going to line up. As a matter of fact, anytime I mentioned it to the folks in that building, it was like, shh, don't jinx it. But they knew that they could get off to a fast start. I think we looked at some of the games that were coming later on. We said, well, all right, then it gets real when they face the Packers and when they face the Titans. One, those games are both at home. Two, those teams really have not been the kind of teams that we thought they were going to be at this point of the season. So, it's the way that they're handling business, and now you're starting to look out and say, you know, at what point can they wrap it up? They've got because they do face the Giants again in Week 18. And when I was discussing that game, I said, who knows what that game's going to mean to the Eagles? Now, the Cowboys remain hot on their tails here, so there's a little margin for error. But it really is incredible to see what they're doing and to see what Jalen Hurts is doing, really.
All right, so, Mike, tell us, I mean, you cover the whole league. How big a threat do you see the Cowboys to the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, they're a threat. The Eagles do have some games here, like the Saints game at home that they should be able to take care of. The Bears on the road, that shouldn't be a problem. So Dallas is going to have the harder time keeping up with the Eagles and winning that game certainly on Christmas Eve. But they're a well balanced team. They're a well coached team. I never understood the you know, Mike McCarthy doesn't deserve to be a head coach and can't wait till Sean Payton takes over for him. Mike McCarthy is a terrific head coach. You know, everybody remembers what they last saw. And what they last saw in Green Bay was a team that it was just time. It was done. Time to move on. It kind of reminded me of Andy Reid last year in Philly, where it was just time for both sides to split. So I think he's done a really terrific job. I always say this. It's really hard to be the head coach of the Cowboys. That is a high-profile job, and you've got an owner that's involved in everything that makes it really difficult. So I think McCarthy's done a really nice job. They've got talent. They're well-coached, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. They're an interesting team to watch, for sure.
All right, I got to run something by you, Mike, because we in this city, you know, we're not happy unless we're unhappy. And right now we're not happy with the lack of respect we're hearing, in especially at ESPN, toward the Eagles. And I want you to hear something Steve Young said last night on ESPN about the Eagles, because he was talking about the Cowboys and how big a threat they are. Listen to what Steve Young said.
Well, the weakness that is they're new. It's new to them.
Yeah.
If they're in the deep water of the NFL, and they're it looks like they're going to be there for a while. It's just that they haven't been there. So the idea they get into a first playoff game, maybe the Cowboys beat the Bucs on the road and then go to Philadelphia. You don't think the Cowboys could rise up and beat the Eagles? And you go, oh, yeah, I guess that could happen. So until they kind of pound people back in January and February, that's the deep water they're hanging in. I don't see any reason why not. But it's kind of things like you got to do it till you do it.
Mike, he's saying the Eagles are unproven, but what did the Cowboys prove? They haven't won anything in 30 years.
I'm having trouble following that, to be honest with you. But yeah. I guess what he's saying is Mike McCarthy has the experience, the big game experience, yeah. The ring. Listen, I get that. And sometimes that's a thing. And sometimes it's not a thing, right? Go back to Doug Peterson and that coaching staff a couple of years ago, because sometimes it's good to have that ignorance of you've never been there, right? Sometimes you play a little differently and a little loosely because you haven't been there. And sometimes the experience leads you to tighten up and you realize the magnitude of the stage. I never know which way to go on experience. It's just really, it's an individual type situation. There's certainly experience on the roster, big game experience with key pieces on this team. And I would say this about the quarterback, and this is what we said coming into the season. He's so even keeled and he works so hard that to me, he was definitely going to get better. The question was how much better was he going to get? His even-keeled nature, I don't see him getting rattled. And by the way, they played in the playoffs last year. I mean, did we forget about that? It's not like they have no experience in the postseason. So I don't get that at all. I think they're really, really, really well-coached and well-organized. The way that Nick Sirianni has that operation running down there, I continue to hear nothing but good things about the organization, the way they implement game plans. They're doing a terrific job. I can't lean on the lack of experience as a knock on them.
Mike, I want you talk to all the quarterbacks in the league. You know how mm-hmm. different they are. This guy here, we can't get over how stoic he is, how focused he is. Is he unusual compared to the other quarterbacks that you deal with?
Yeah, I don't. There's no ego either. That's the other thing. I mean, even the guys that are and ego tend to have a negative connotation, right? But there's a positive to it when you're a quarterback and you're an NFL pro. Yeah, usually these guys have these kinds of personalities. I don't see that with him. He works so hard. I explained this the other day on our NFL Game Day morning show. It's the second year with the same offense, same coordinator. That cannot be stated enough because, you know, last year he would kind of go in at halftime and they'd say, all right, here's what we're seeing, Jalen. Here's what we're going to do in the second half. And now it's like he's the one giving the input because he's seen it before. He's got that experience. He's going in. He's talking to, you know, Nick Sirianni, offensive coordinator Shane Steichen, passing game coordinator Kevin Petullo, and he's saying, hey, here's what I'm seeing. Here's what they're trying to do to me. Here's where the leverage is. Like, we should do this, right? And so when they see that, they realize, boy, he's really – seeing it right now, and that's why he's taking that next step as a passer. I thought one of his more impressive passes the other day was an incompletion. He threw one to Devontae Smith down by the end zone. It was an incredible ball. He just happened to have a foot out. And if you can't see how far along he's come as a passer and how much he's proven people wrong, and I'm going to raise my hand. I'm in that group. I didn't think he'd be where he is right now. If you haven't seen it and you can't see it, I don't know what to tell you.
Mike, Mike, one last thing, because you are from our area and you are Italian. Seven Fish Christmas Eve. but we got a football game, Eagles at Dallas.
Yeah.
How do we balance these two things? What are you going to do? How are you going to handle that?
Well, so I spent Thanksgiving down there. I'm going to be up here, North Jersey, for Christmas Eve, probably.
Right.
Angelo, I married into a Cuban family. And what they do on Christmas Eve is the opposite. They throw as much meat at you as you possibly can handle.
Meat?
On Christmas Eve.
Wow.
Yeah, pork. They're roast pork. So
wow.
It's a little sacrilegious what I'm doing, but I'm doing it to keep the peace in the household. I think you would understand.
Oh, 100%. Mike, you're doing awesome work at NFL Network, and it was so cool to see you on the field there with the Eagles. Mike, thank you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Ange. Enjoy your holiday, okay?
Mike Garafalo out with some great insights into Hurts. No ego out. A quarterback in the NFL with no ego.
I don't know.
Well, all right, he's hiding it then.
Yeah.
But he's doing a good job of
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he doesn't gloat at all.
What a thing. He's Kevin's up next from Roxborough. Hi, Kev.
Hey, what's up?
Kevin, what's on your mind today?
Well, first of all, I just want to start out by saying thank you for everything you did for me. The radio station has been enjoyed listening to you. I hope you enjoy your retirement life. And I know all your fans and your coworkers will miss you.
My coworkers will not miss me, and I only did it for the money. I'm kidding, Kev. Go ahead, Kevin.
Listen, Jalen Hurts, he will be the MVP. I think he will be the MVP for the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And I think he will probably get two more MVPs in the next 4 years.
Well, Al Mogheddi will get some money if that happens because he brought in on Jalen Hurts MVP at plus 250.
Yep.
So you're going to make 2.5 times whatever you bet, Al.
Nice.
That's good money for Morganti.
That's nice.
Right.
Yeah, it's good money.
All right. So, Kevin, give me somebody in sports from Philadelphia you love.
I would have to go way back and say Gene Hart.
Gene Hart. Interesting choice. Man, you know, Al. One thing about our announcers, our broadcasters, we don't forget them, right?
Yep.
Terry Callis and Gene Hart have both been named
today. They go through generations.
They really do, because they can take, unlike a player who maybe get 10 or 12 years, broadcasters get 40 or 50 years.
And then we got L.A. can do both.
L.A. Well, now you're giving things out. Yeah, now you're giving names out. Kim's up from South Philly. Hi, Kim.
What up, Jeff? I'm on the call.
How you doing, Kim? What's happening, Kimmy?
Look, just like everybody been saying this morning, Tuesdays at 8 o'clock, I really enjoy because when I was about 9 or 10 years old, Philadelphia broke my heart when they got rid of Maurice Cheeks. Not until Brandon Graham came to Philadelphia have I had a player that I really, really like that. And I'm glad that, what's the child name there? Ava told everybody how to tweet. And that's what I've been doing all day because we realize that man has the potential to not only be a Pro Bowler this year, double-digit sacks, win the Super Bowl, and be Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Wow. That is a great way to put it. Kim, what is it about him that you love so much?
Well, for me, I like Michigan. I'm a Big Ten person. So anybody from Michigan going to grab my attention. But honestly, I listened to my brother when he played in the Senior Bowl, and my brother said, yo, look at this dude. I'm telling you, Kim, he going to be somebody. And my brother ain't never steered me wrong, not a day in his life.
What did your brother say the first couple of years? Because we were calling him a first-round bust, and then he turned out to be a godsend. A lot of people couldn't understand why he didn't make a quick transition to the NFL.
Because with everything,
injuries
it's a learning
too.
Curve. Yeah, thank you. 2010, but he came in 2010, then about the year after that, he didn't play. We already had somebody that played his position. This is what happens when you mature. There are some people who are talented, just boom, right out the gate. And sometimes you don't see them no more. This dude is 34 years old, came back from an Achilles, and limited reps. Let's talk about that. Mike used to call here all the time and talk about how, oh, he's not this, he's not that. What has he done for us lately? Whenever this dude gets in the game, he impacts it immediately.
Yep.
It's 3 games left, and he only needs 1.5 sacks.
He got 3 sacks on 29 snaps.
That's amazing.
At 34 years old. Kim, give me somebody you love in sports.
Like I already said. Maurice will always, like, that's my dude, Maurice Cheeks.
Maurice Cheeks is a great one. 215-592-9494. If we come back, we got somebody on the hot seat, and Clifford W. Lentz is here, Al. He's been sending me pictures from the moon expedition.
Oh.
We sent somebody on the moon, and then he showed me when they splashed down.
Well, they didn't splash. There's no water there, is there?
No, where they landed was in
down.
The water.
Oh, when they came back.
And he's sending me this stuff.
Well, I mean, is that exciting?
For him.
How about you?
215-592. It's not like I'm ignoring it. All right, welcome back. 924. Clifford W. Lentz, our NASA correspondent, is here, Al. He has been following the Artemis mission.
Mm-hmm.
Because, Al, we are attempting to get ready to go back on the moon. Because I guess when we went up there about 50 years ago, we left some unfinished business.
Okay. What?
There's more. Cliff, there's more things to explore up on the moon?
Yes, there's the mining. And it's also a practice for when we go to Mars. So everything we can do. We're only 4 days away from the moon. Mars, we're 6 months away. So,
all right, so this would be, we'll learn, bring some of the equipment over to the moon and try it out.
Yes, and this was a collaboration between 12 different countries.
Mostly, oh, wow, yeah.
The service module was built by Airbus of Germany, so Germany has a part in this too. And
so the ship went around the moon, but it didn't land on it.
No, it actually went 40,000 miles past the moon, made many circles, and then the closest to surface, they were 75 miles. So that's the landing approach, what they would normally go to.
And they plunked into the water,
ocean? Yeah, they landed in the Pacific. But this thing has everything. And it also has Alexa AI, so they tried.
It's got Alexa in the capsule?
It's got the equivalent of a crash dummy. Like old days, they used to use monkeys, you know, but that's
not passe. So I remember the old 50 years ago when the original astronauts were coming down. They would do three orbits around the Earth, and then they would land in the ocean.
Yeah.
And no one knew where they were, and then they had to find them.
Well, that was days before GPS. And
all right, but now they did do the same thing here. They plunked into the ocean.
They're actually coming back from the moon at 25,000 miles an hour. That's faster than
tell me, what's that like when you hit the water?
Well, the guys I talked to said it's a pretty good jolt. It's kind of like being in a car accident with really good airbags.
No, you're going to get whiplash.
Yeah, it comes down about 40 miles
imagine
an hour, though.
Coming down, even with the parachutes.
Yeah.
You're smashing into the ocean. If you hit a wave, boom.
What's better than no parachute?
Well, thanks, Al.
The Boeing that's going up in February lands on the ground with airbags.
Really?
It's going to land in the desert,
Wow. Now, you are, the way I understand is this was happening right around the time of the Eagles game?
Yeah, it was 12:40. It was a good pregame show. I didn't have to watch the talking heads tell me. I had
so
to
you watched
the, other team,
the capsule, and then you watched the Eagles?
Right to the Eagles, yeah.
That's a full afternoon.
Absolutely.
Good job, man. I love it. All right, Ava Graham, who's on today's hot seat?
Well, it's not a hot seat at all, Angelo. Today, Brandon Graham is on the love seat.
Love seat.
Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge.
Love seat.
There are so many reasons to love Brandon Graham, and at 34, he just keeps getting better. He has 8.5 sacks with 3 games left. His career high 9.5 happened in what year? 2017. The Super Bowl beer. The year he made one of the most memorable plays that changed the lives of Eagles fans everywhere. The strip sack that saved our Super Bowl. Taking down Tom Flippin' Brady. I've been lucky enough to get to know Brandon over the years. And though he's a monster on the field, he's one of the most genuine players I've had the pleasure of meeting. Family man, always doing good for others, and a constant light of positive energy. He has gone out of his way to help me and my career here at WIP. So I'm so happy he's nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. And though we can't help influence that vote, we can support Brandon and help him win the charity challenge. The player with the most votes will receive a $25,000 donation to the charity of their choice. You can only vote on Twitter by tweeting out hashtag WPMOY challenge, followed by Brandon's Twitter handle at BrandonGraham55. So come on, Eagles fans, help prove why you're the best fans in all the land.
Love. seat.
That was a live version.
Oh, Lord.
And Cindy Webster. Can I just say this, though? Based on the way she did that.
Yeah.
She needs somebody.
Oh, boy.
She needs a boyfriend.
First go down one. That road.
She needs a boyfriend. You need a boyfriend. I don't know. I'm running out of time. Do I take one more stab at this?
1 month you have.
I got 1 month.
About.
Maybe not even. Who knows how long this is going to go.
No, it's going to February 12th.
Yeah, that first love seat that you said out loud.
Sorry. Whew. Hot.
Yeah, got hot in here real quick.
Yeah. Miguel is on the line next. Hi, Miguel.
Hey, how you doing, Angela?
I'm 12-1, so I'm doing pretty damn well, actually.
You damn right. Hey, listen, Angela. Oh, where's my list? I had a list, man.
You have a list of what? What's your list, Miguel?
Okay. First thing was the guy who was calling about fear.
Yeah.
Everybody is going to fear us.
Mm-hmm.
We're 12-1. And when we come to their town, they're like, oh, huh, what the hell are we going to do with them?
Boy, I hope that happens. Christmas, my entire holiday is riding on that game. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be no fun to be around if something bad happens on the Christmas Eve.
You're a party now.
I know it, Rhea. And that party is about to end. Miguel, I got to have that win. I got to.
Oh, we're going to get it. We're going to get it. No problem.
All right.
Rhea.
Yes.
Don't worry about those no pork eaters. Because they eat all our stuff first, and then they eat the pork last.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm not worried about them.
What I've learned about the pork today is it's delightful. I love pork. Al enjoyed the pork as well.
Yeah, very good, Sam.
Hey, Angelo.
What?
When you retire, are you going to still get up?
No.
No, he's going to be dead.
Are you still going to get up?
Prior to my demise, which Al is predicting not long after I retire, I will be getting up no earlier than 9:30. And I've already instructed Rhea and Joe DeCameron, Joe Wechter, make sure the last 15 minutes of the show is great, because that's when I'll be listening.
I'm going to be listening, because you're going to be, they're messing up this show. What are you going to be doing?
I'm telling you right now, Miguel, I'm going to lead a life of leisure. Leisure. And my wife, and then I will just be such a fun family man.
Mm-hmm.
That's great, man. Well, I wish you the best. My first time calling, and I wish you the best of luck, man.
All right, Miguel, let's get you a prize today. Who do you love in Philadelphia sports?
Oh, man.
One name, past or present.
You're number one.
I'm number one.
Yes.
No, as long as you got me, you have a shot. Put that down. Rhea's the judge. I think you got a shot.
Yeah, no.
There's a lot of respect here between the two of us. Ron's up next from Delanco. Hi, Ronnie.
Hey, Ange. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, Ron. What's up?
Listen, great interview with Brandon Graham. I mean, just phenomenal. He is one of my favorite players, absolutely. And I so hope they give him another year to come back.
Yeah, me too. Marcus, what's your read on that? You think he gets another year here based on what he's done this year?
I don't think they're sentimental.
Yeah.
And I think that they have enough on their defensive line where they say, oh, you know what, we gotta allocate our resources. And you know the main reason he can't come back? You got to pay the quarterback.
Yeah. And you probably got to pay the running back too, right?
Well, again, I don't think they're real sentimental, and they think that running backs are replaceable, and they got the all those draft picks.
Hold on a minute. You're saying that Miles Sanders is not a sure thing to be re-signed?
No.
Oh, absolutely not, yeah.
No.
Miles Sanders is good.
No, yeah. Miles Sanders is outstanding. He's one of the five best in the league right now.
Yeah.
But he's
a
second-round
back
pick, and he's been one of the 10 best in the league since he got picked.
So what you're saying is win now. Why you still have a quarterback who's not expensive?
Every year is a 1 year window in the NFL.
Wow, that is interesting stuff, Ronnie. Give me the player, the person that you love the most in sports.
If anybody's had ever the pleasure to meet this gentleman, one of the greatest people and the fans of the Eagles, and the voice of the Eagles, Merle Reese.
Oh. He is an extraordinary man. Ron, you're 100% right. I'm glad somebody named him. Al, three of the iconic broadcasters of all time are already on our list, right,
Gene Hart? And you,
Harry Callis. No. Alan, do me a favor. What? Just remove me from the list.
I put him at the top.
I am well aware of Rhea's overall feelings.
And yeah, the odds aren't good.
You get better than plus 250 on that one.
The odds are definitely not that good. Jeff is up next from Bristol. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, let me take you off speaker. One moment.
All right, Jeff. Jeff is on speaker.
Angelo, Alan,
he's
in
Bristol. It's going great, Jeff. How are you?
Good. I'm out getting some fresh air. I'm sitting in the sun, you know, working on my tan.
Huh?
Working on your tan. It's like 40 degrees out.
No. I'm out in the suburbs. It's like 20. It dropped down like 19 last night.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I think that's a good time to get the sun. I love it, Jeff. I'll be doing that, too, in a couple of months.
Yeah.
We're not 12-1. We're 12-0-1 with the tie going to the referees of Washington.
Yeah, 100%. Jeff, as this season gets deeper in, that face mask they missed is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. How do you miss that face mask?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I mean, I don't know. I guess you can't win them all, but, you know, it is what it is. But, I mean, it was an early Christmas gift. You know, if you took the over, you know, you got paid, and they're going to win the division, you're going to get paid. And if they win the NFC, everybody's going to get paid.
Well, everybody got paid Sunday. That Boston Scott TD cost these bookies.
It did?
Oh,
everybody bet him because he always scores against the Giants.
You know how I got a bunch of people that use parlays with that?
Of course.
And one guy won a ton of money.
That touchdown buried them.
It did. Yes. I didn't even think of that. Jeff.
With me, Angelo, it's not about the money. It's about the rings. You know what I mean?
Me too. I'm a winner. So are you, Jeff. Jeff, give me somebody you loved in Philadelphia sports.
This is kind of an out-of-the-box one, if you know what I'm saying. Number 69, Jenna Jameson.
No.
Who's that?
Jenna Jameson was a porn actress.
I don't know if I'm going to recover from that phone call.
Jameson.
I believe. Yeah. I believe that's who he was referring to.
I believe.
And the fact that I would know that is somewhat alarming as well. When we return. Now, Marcus, you have put together a couple of lists here.
I have.
What have you done? Because Marcus Al, in his day, has been an active media guy. And by active, I mean he's made some friends and a couple of enemies. Right? So, Marcus, what are these lists you're going to give us?
I have a list of the most affable current Eagles.
Most likable.
The list of maybe the most affable significant players in my Philadelphia experience.
All right. That's 25, 30
and
years.
Your favorite.
Right.
My least favorite.
All right, it is 9:42 right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I began the show today by decreeing that this 2022 Philadelphia Eagles team is the most likable I have encountered in the 35 years I was here. Al's been here with me. He agreed with me that of all the different teams that have been here, there are no people to dislike.
Yeah.
There are people to love, like Kelsey and Brandon Graham. And even your new quarterback, Jalen Hurts, who is so focused and committed to winning. And the coaches who share with you their lives, they don't block you out the way Andy Reid and all the other guys that we had here did. These are the most likable people you will ever meet. So Marcus Hayes was listening to this, and Marcus Hayes was going, well, we're doing a contest on this too. Why don't I get a list together? Because you've known these people more closely than we are. And you have a list here. Let's start with your list of the most likable current players.
Okay.
Or people.
I got a top 10. Number 10, Devontae Smith. Number 9, Jake Elliott, the kicker.
Ooh.
Number 8, TJ Edwards, the middle linebacker.
Ooh.
Number 7, Hassan Reddick.
Temple University.
Double-digit sacks, 3 different teams.
He's got 10 already.
Number 6, Jordan Mailata. Number 5, believe it or not, Brandon Graham. Only number 5.
Only 5?
Yes,
this four ahead of Graham.
Lane Johnson, number 4.
He's a great singer.
A.J. Brown, number 3. Darius Slay, number 2.
Yep.
And number 1.
He just goes by Slay.
Slay.
Number 1.
In your hearts and on IP, Jason Kelsey.
Yeah.
It's a great list. It's a great. No argument at all. They're all. That you could name 10 people on a team that you love. Just the players. That's a lot.
You usually can't name 10 people in the city.
No.
On the 4 teams.
And he's got 10. That proves what I was saying. All right, what about all time? Give me all time most likable.
Biggest upset, Michael Vick. Very likable guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rodney Peete. Everybody remembers him from the, 96 Detroit Lions playoff win. Brent Celek, Troy Vincent, Kimmo Tiimonen. Spectacular guy in the locker room.
Nice guy.
Was he?
Yeah. Really nice guy.
Doug Glanville. Remember Doug Glanville played center field? Nnamdi Asamoah, another controversial.
No, he had lunch in the car.
I know. And right afterward, he was incredibly pleasant.
Must have been a good lunch.
Brent Celek. Really, really great guy.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz is fine. Brent Celek was way better.
Oh.
Way better. And, you know, I don't know about the popularity of him in this town, but he is kind of a native, Troy Vincent. And, of course, number one, Brian Dawkins.
So there's no one who doesn't love Brian Dawkins. All right, finally. And this is really, Al, the only thing I care about.
I know.
These are the most unpleasant individuals you have dealt with in Philadelphia sports.
Mike Richards and Chris Pronger on the same team. Incredibly difficult people to deal with.
Can you confirm that, Al?
I love Pronger.
Yeah, right. there was Pronger is a very like you're either here
Pronger
or there.
All right, okay.
Terrell Owens, Sean Jackson, kind of the same kind of difficulty.
Right.
Cliff Lee,
Cliff Lee always came across as a jerk to me.
Baseball.
That's all he ever said. I hated him.
Allen Iverson. Very, very hot and cold, but mostly cold and mostly dismissive.
You had problems.
I had an issue with him, but
he had an issue with him.
I had an issue with Brian Mitchell too. We're boys now.
B. Mitch is my man.
Right, and these two unquestionable, Mike Mamula, caveman, in his day as a player, Pat Burrell had to grow into the role. Probably took him 10 years to become kind of a leader in the clubhouse. By far. The least approachable, least likable, maybe least liked person in Philadelphia in 25 years, Jonathan Papelbon.
Oh. Yes, absolutely.
That is so great. Oh, Jonathan Papelbon, what a horrible person. And I'm going to tell you something. We work with Ruben Amaro, Marcus, and every once in a while, out of the blue, he apologizes for Papelbon.
Yeah, it's like a compulsion. I mean, anybody Bryce Harper wants to choke?
What
yeah.
an awful
I'm
guy.
With Bryce Harper.
And I'm not saying he wasn't a great closer, because in
He's
his
got the
day
records.
He was.
Yeah.
But he was a horrible individual.
Oh, the worst.
Thank you. We are all on the same page with Jonathan Papelbon. Delightful list. Write columns about this stuff. I love it. Only the negatives up. TR is up. Hi, TR.
Angelo.
What do you got for me, TR?
A win. I have a win for you, man. We got another win. I hope this is a scheduled win. So you had a scheduled loss.
No, we don't do that in football.
I think they set us up, man, to win the Super Bowl again, man. I'm happy for you. Thank whoever did it, man. Give us the schedule. But we're going to do the thing. So I don't have us losing. I'm hoping that we go ahead and just give her this walkover game right here. It should be an easy game right here for us.
No, don't look at it that way. Don't look at it that way. They got a quarterback who runs great. You got to be sure.
Our defensive line will stop the run. They're too big. They ain't going to be able to get around it. You know?
I hope the Eagles get a nice lead early and force them to screw things up.
I just want us to go, you know, get a lead early and then come back and give us another nail biter. I'm tired of biting my nails. You know?
I got to say, the last 2 weeks have been a lot of fun. There have been no nails bitten.
Mm-hmm.
It's been very fun. By the third quarter, I'm not even texting Rhea anymore.
That's true.
All right, T.R., give me somebody in sports you love.
Here in Philadelphia?
Yep.
How about Nick Foles?
Nick Foles! Nobody named Foles till now! Oh, my God. Rob is up next. Hi, Rob.
How's it going, Angelo?
Going super, Rob. How you feeling?
Amazing. I have a bet for you. I hope you'll take me up on it.
Okay.
All right. Howie Roseman trades the Saints pick back. $50.
Wait a minute. You're going to bet that Howie will trade back in the draft?
Yeah, not back to the Saints. Back in the draft, yeah.
He's going to go. He's right now. He's at number 5. You're saying he'll go back further?
He's going back. Yeah, no way he's keeping it at 5.
Why?
There's just too much on the table for him to not do what he did last year.
All right. First of all, I won't be here.
So you don't care.
but Rob, It depends.
It really depends on how many holes they think they're going to have to fill.
I hope not. There's always holes. This is where you can get a great player.
Oh, you can. You can.
And if you're going to trade back, you're decreasing the opportunity to get that player.
But where on this roster do you need a great player that's not going to be on the roster next year?
Maybe for money.
No, you just told
me I'm saying for money.
Huh? I might need a running back.
They ain't taking a running back at number 5.
No, nobody.
I'm not betting on the Eagles. I'm betting on Howie.
Right. We understand.
What do I need? I need.
You got a lot. I mean, you spent lots of assets at every single position.
Hmm.
You know, unless you want to retain James. I mean, are you going to resign James Bradbury?
I love James Bradbury. Yes, I'm resigning him.
Second round quarterback.
In fact, Al, I'm signing all of them, and then I'm doctoring
you. Al's a troublemaker.
We need a backup.
Al, would you stop it? Al, stop it. Rav, I need who you love in sports.
Only who we love right now. We don't always love him, but we love him right now. Howie Roseman.
Howie Roseman, get him down. Joe, who do you love?
I love Zach Ertz, man.
Zach Ertz.
Got him. Mentioned.
Put him down. Jason, who do you love?
Charlie Manuel.
Got him.
Mentioned.
Got him out. Not going to win. Jody. I'm not the judge. I hope you know. Jody, who do you love?
I love Andy Reid.
I'm not going to win.
I just cut him off. I literally cut him off. Rick, who do you love?
Charles Barkley.
Charles Barkley's a good one.
Go.
That's a good one. Matt, who do you love?
Bryce Harper.
Nobody said Bryce until now. Daniel, who do you love?
I do love him.
Dikembe Mutombo.
Dikembe Mutombo. You going to sex Mutombo.
That's not what the line was. It was who wants to.
Who wants to sex Mutombo?
I just wanted to say sex Mutombo.
when you interviewed him, it was just so good.
He was great.
All right.
While Rhea ponders her option, we will now turn to somebody we don't love. The Dallas Cowboys, and Al, they will be featured on Christmas Eve.
They will.
And Fox has already developed a promo. Here it is.
'Twas the night before Christmas at Jerry Jones' house, and you can bet your last dime that he will be soused.
Dallas sucks. Are you listening? Their demise you'll be witnessing. Their obit will write, the Eagles take flight, ESPN will finally understand.
If you believe in Santa Claus, you'll believe ESPN's bullshit analytics.
ESPN, you must be high, don't you know those boys will die?
Ho, ho, ho.
Jerry Jones paid for all three.
Oh, 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 everyone knows. Oh, 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 boys are gonna blow it. Nearing the playoffs, choke, choke, choke. You know this team's a friggin' joke.
Jerry World will be filled with the famous Dallas alumni.
Michael the Irvin, he was way out of control. With a new crack pipe and a runny nose, he played his last year on parole.
In the owner's box, watch Chris Christie's breast jiggle all the way.
It's the most fraudulent team of the year.
Season's beatings. Watch the Eagles crush the Cowboys on Christmas Eve.
Jerry Jones has been drinking. He's blacked out drunk again. But he's still making so much more sense than the crew at ESPN.
See Dallas in the Christmas spirit as Prescott leaves a Yule log on the field. Christmas Eve on Fox.
Oh, there you have it. And I want to point out that some of the things said in there are mere allegations that remain unproven.
That's just for entertainment purposes.
That was a masterpiece.
I see Joe Conkley with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Adler Theater at Westchester University, January 27th to 28th. For tickets, go to joeconklin.com. Rhea, are you ready with the four most beloved Philadelphia sports figures?
I am.
Number four, it's an Eagle, Jalen Hurts, name and number. T-shirt.
Jason Kelsey.
Number three gets a $50 Visa gift card.
Charlie Manuel.
Wow.
No.
Number three, pair of tickets to see a couple of legends, Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks at the Link on June 16th. You want tickets, ticketmaster.com. They go on sale this Friday.
I named a cat after him once. B-Doc.
B-Doc. And number one.
Beating B-Doc.
One of the first Philly Trey Turner jerseys, courtesy of New Era Philly's team store at Citizens Bank Park. It's open Tuesday to Saturday, year-round.
You can sit down.
Well,
it's not you.
It wasn't me. Oh, come on.
Get ready to take a bow.
I was told Joe Wechter said, Stan, this is your moment.
This is one of my all-time favorites because I didn't know what to expect from him, and I got to know him just a little bit later in his life. Darren Dalton. Absolutely one of the most genuine people I've ever met.
What a shock. Awesome. Once again, a woman picks Darren Dalton. God bless him. It's time to do a rap!
That's so true.
I hadn't thought about that.
Real quick, my dad had Darren Dalton call my sister. She was her favorite player.
Yeah.
Don't you know? My mom grabbed the phone out of her hand. She was like 10. The line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. This was a request from Marcus Hayes.
Now, Al never values broadcasters on the same level as players.
Which is a good thing he's not in charge.
Is that correct, Al?
Mm-hmm.
You do that. You always think,
players
that's
are players.
No, but the
broadcasters go generation to generation. It's not fair.
They have longer.
Well, look at you.
All right. Keep that.
You don't.